The second test of the Ashes starts tonight at Lord's, our time tomorrow, if you're living over there, where Brad Haddin is a part of the Australian coaching camp, who joins us on The Breakfast Club. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks for having me. How's it going?
We're going really well, thanks, buddy. I'm sure you're going pretty well, too. One up after one. Things are okay?
Yeah, it was. And I think it's obviously it's always exciting, that first test of an Ashes campaign. I just think the style that we played and where we came from in the game brings a lot of confidence and excitement to the camp. So, but that can only be matched by one thing, and that's turning up the Lords and seeing the excitement on the guys' faces who haven't been at Lords before. So that's also exciting too.
It's interesting you bring that up because Edgbaston hasn't been a happy hunting ground for the Australian cricket team in Ashes campaigns of past, but Lords has been. But you've got a lot of players that haven't been there. So how does that affect the confidence, knowing that success has come at Lords in recent years, but a lot of guys haven't been a part of it?
Yeah, we had a good chat. Our senior players today had a good chat about the slope at Lords and just explained to some of the guys that haven't been there how different the ground can be. So that was exciting for everyone as well. It's such a great ground to be a part of, not just walking on the ground, but even enjoying the famous Lord lunches. Everyone's been tapping into those. So it's exciting. It's not hard to get the guys up training-wise this week. They've all been pretty excited about getting the opportunity to train and get ready for a game at Lord. So now we just hope this weather holds off tomorrow and we can have a crack.
I know that you've got a game to focus on, but we were talking to Big John Hastings yesterday. He was talking about the famous Lord's lunches, and he said there was always a few players that would sneak in 10 minutes before lunch just to get there ready first. Who's the one or two that sneaked into the lunchroom quickest at the moment?
John Hastings was one. no, it's normally it varies. You have, if you've had a long batting innings, the bowlers, They spend a lot of time up there, then they normally enjoy the dessert as well. The batters aren't so keen to get up there as the bowlers, but the bowlers definitely give it a good crack over this next 5 days. They will.
Brad, there's been a lot of talk about the pitch. How's it looking?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I was talking to Justin Langer today, and he said it looked a lot drier than what we expected here. So that's why we're just delaying the last spot in our bowling attack. You talk a lot about the wickets over here, but you normally look up and see what overhead conditions are, whether it'll swing or whether it's a nice sunny day and it'll be a nice flat wicket. But, yeah, it looks a really good wicket. So, game on.
Well, talk to us about those quicks. We've got Pattinson out. That's obviously just resting things. There's a big campaign ahead. What does it look like that 11th player will be?
Yes, it's coming down. It'll come down to two. It'll come down to Stark and Hazelwood for that last spot. So we'll delay that a bit till we see what overhead conditions we get tomorrow. We'll make the final call on that. But yeah, James is he's going to have this one off. He's available for selection, but after what he's been through with his body to get back to the form he is now and back playing for Australia, we thought the best management with him was to make sure he's fresh for the third test.
Well, and I know we probably won't find out right until the toss. We heard that from Justin Langer. Is that part of the mind games, or is that literally just waiting till the last minute to make sure you make the best decision?
Yeah, no, it's not part of the mind games at all. It's just we're not sure on weather conditions tomorrow morning. And where we're blessed at the moment is we've got a really good group of quick bowlers. So, yeah, we've got five that can pick on. So, yeah, it's just more of a gut feel. We'd like to just have a look on that last spot to see what the weather does tomorrow, to see who we go with. Personally, I don't think we can go wrong either way.
Well, you can't with a squad like we've got with the five quicks for three spots. It's never going to work. But how delicate are those conversations, particularly for one of Hazelwood or Stark, who will miss two tests in a row? How do you manage those conversations, bro?
Yeah, Justin does it well, actually. what we've said, to be successful in this campaign and for a long period of time, you need all your quicks up and going. And the one thing, and James is a good example of that, is making sure we're looking after them. We ask a lot of our fast bowlers, and with what we've got at the moment, we want to see these guys play not only for an Ashes campaign, but I think from a spectator's point of view, we want to see all these guys around for years to come. So it's important that they understand and they're on the same page as all of us about what needs to happen to get longevity out of the game.
We talk about our Aussie quicks. What about Jofra Archer coming in? Is it going to be? I would suggest that the Poms are trying to target getting Steve Smith out. They weren't able to do that well in the first test. Do you think that could have an impact for them?
There's been a lot of talk about Archer, whether he'll play. So he's obviously exciting for England after what he did during the World Cup. But, yeah, and Ashes is a different beast. He's obviously very talented cricketer. And, we'll see how he goes coming back after a few spells. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting for England and everyone to watch him go around over 5 days. He hasn't done that for 12 months.
JL was talking yesterday, Brad, about this time chances are England will have a full bowling, healthy bowling team for the match after we had Jimmy Anderson go down early in the last test. How different is that in the preparation for the batters of the Australian cricket team? What's been the focus since that test for the one coming up at Lord's?
Yeah, we got pretty lucky, if you're honest, with England losing a quick bowler in the first half of an Ashes campaign and someone, especially of James Anderson, standing the game. But we do a lot of our analysis leading into the tournament. So we've got a lot on Curran, we've got a lot on Archer and all those guys. So, yeah, it's not a shock that they won't be a shock to our players. They've played a lot of them. We've been talking about them informally and in team meetings over the last couple of weeks. So we know what they're going to deliver and they know what we're going to deliver. So nothing should be a shock.
And before we let you go, what's your favourite dish at the Lord's lunch?
Oh, mate, it's hard to go past the sticky date pudding, I reckon.
Ah, nice. Straight to dessert. I like it.
Yeah. But you can't get the fast bowlers have already eaten it before the coaches get there, so we'll get a soup.
Get in quick, mate. Don't cop that.
And a bit of buttered bread.
Nobody wants soup when you're going to have bread and sticky date pudding. Sort that out, Brad. Exactly. Sort out the lineup for us as well. Good luck for the test at Lord's.
No worries. Thanks for the support. Have a good day.